KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. After decades of talking about the possibility of tapping into Norton Sound natural gas, the council did not necessarily get good news at last night's City Council work session. Department of Natural Resources geologist and director Bob Swenson said there really isn't any worthwhile gas, oil, or coal resource in the area to fuel the energy needs for Nome and the surrounding area.
It's not that you guys don't have anything. It's just that your geology is not specifically conducive to having lots and lots of options. Other areas they do, but they don't have the mineral resources that you guys do. And so that's really the trade-off in this.
The utility company has long talked about looking at the possibilities of developing Norton Sound natural gas with the steady increase in the price of energy in Western Alaska. Natural gas was a possible item on the utility's legislative priorities. Although most didn't quite like the news of no natural gas possibilities, utility manager John Handeland thanks Swenson for his report.
Thank you for bringing those studies forward, because we've talked about these things for 20 years, about these gas pockets that were out there, and everybody believed there was more gas than CO2 in it. Now we know, and we can move in other direction.
One big item on the council's discussion last night during the regular meeting was the development to make Nome a deep water port. Councilman Randy Pomeranz voiced his support in getting the port developed, especially after attending the Alaska Municipal League Conference and attending an Arctic Access meeting.
We are, with our infrastructure, have, in my opinion, one of the best chances to get our port extended out before some of these other guys. They have other issues to deal with even before they go to a port. So I think we have a lot less money that we're needed to get us into the thoroughfare that's going on out there. And so I think we need to head in that direction.
For now, $17 million is needed for the barge ramp and for harbor improvements, $9 million from the $10 million bond package the City of Nome will receive will be used for those improvements. The council will most likely ask the legislature for $8 million to complete those projects. Nome Volunteer Ambulance Department Chief Vicki Erickson was recognized by Mayor Denise Michaels for the Governor's Award she received earlier this month, and the Nome Police Department has a new officer. Justin Tim was sworn in at last night's meeting. A board member for the Bristol Bay Native Corporation has been charged with sexually assaulting a female. 45-year-old Sergey Chukwuk of Naknek is accused of assaulting a woman on November 5th. Yesterday morning, he appeared before the magistrate in Dillingham telephonically from the courthouse in Naknek. Assistant District Attorney Mary Carpinetti.
The state is charging that Mr. Chukwuk sexually assaulted the victim while she was incapacitated or unaware that the assault was going on.
The state intended to charge Chukwuk with felony sexual assault, but had to go with a lesser misdemeanor charge because they did not present the felony charge to grand jury within the specified period of time. They hope to eventually bring a felony charge, but that may change. On Sunday, the Bristol Bay Borough Police responded to reports of a shooting in Naknek that resulted in a fatality. The victim of that shooting is also the victim of the sexual assault. The details of the shooting are being withheld on account of the victim's status in the sexual assault case. The borough police say the shooting is under investigation and the victim's body has been sent to the state medical examiner's office. Carpinetti says the question now is whether there is sufficient evidence to pursue the felony charge without the victim's testimony.
Given the way this case has developed, and in particular the death of the victim, right now we are evaluating how we can proceed because we have to make a determination of whether there's sufficient evidence. And obviously the death of the victim impacts that evaluation.
Chukwuk was remanded back to custody and held on $30,000 bail. A trial date was set for January. Bristol Bay Native Corporation says it is aware of the charges against Chukwuk and is evaluating appropriate actions in light of the circumstances. Gamble residents are still waiting to hear back from the Coast Guard regarding samples taken from oiled wildlife over the past couple of months. The Native Village IRA Council says this is obviously a serious issue. Chris Kanuka, a Gamble resident and Yupik Eskimo teacher at the high school, agrees.
It is a big issue. It could be just the beginning of these happenings. It could go on and on and on, and not just to seals and birds, but we hunt walruses and whales, and they also could be going through this oil.
Kanuka says there is good communication coming from the state level. He says the community does believe the Coast Guard and other organizations are doing their best to pinpoint where the source of oil is and how it might affect other wildlife.
We do feel that they are helping us and will be continuing on to helping us in the next however long it's going to be around.
Kanuka says with the region being so vast, it will be difficult to identify the main source of oil.
It would be hard to find because, you know, a current, bring these in, currents and storms could be from anywhere. So it's going to be hard to find exactly where it comes from.
He says the contaminated wildlife and other debris do not affect him personally, but eventually it might.
I just hope that it's contained. And whatever it's coming from, hopefully it's that's all that it seeped out. And wherever these wildlife went through, I hope they find that place and clean it up.
Mayor of the city of Gamble, Erica Apadiki, says she thinks hunters are more conscious of what they catch, adding that there have only been a few animals caught with oil on them. She says it is a concern and frankly a little scary as the source of the oil is still unknown. Flyers and letters are posted around town reminding hunters to contact a local governing body or government agency if they see anything unusual. An environmental group is seeking endangered species protection for Pacific Harbor seals that live in Iliamna Lake. The Center for Biological Diversity on Monday petitioned to list seals, the country's only population of resident freshwater seals known to live in an inland lake. The seals are more than 100 miles from saltwater on the lake's east side. The group says the population of less than 300 seals would be harmed by development of the proposed pebble mine. Development of the copper and gold prospect would mean construction of a 140-mile road from the mine to Cook Inlet. The road would run near the north shore of Iliamna Lake, where seals hunt for fish. The price of gold in New York is down $5.90 an ounce to $1,727, an ounce of silver down 11 cents to $33.10, and a pound of zinc at 85 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome 20 minutes ahead of schedule at 8:50 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 10:02. It's unofficially 3 degrees at the KNOM studios 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.